Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. What up, what up, what up? Welcome to the 1473rd episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your girl, Adrian, Misunderstandings Allen. And as always, I take great pleasure in welcoming you to D-Block Church. This is the place for the whosoever will. So if you are brand new to the block, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We really say what up, what up, what up. So if you are comfortable in your skin and you'd like to come on and jump on in, the number to dial in live on the air is 319-527-6091. That number again is 319-527-6091. And of course tonight, it was simple. I want to have a meeting at the well. Why would I say meet me at the well? Because out of all the places in the world that you would want to go, in the middle of the dead heat of summer, everybody is trying to figure out how in the world it is so hot everywhere that we turn. So then I figure, why not meet me at the well? It's something about the well that a lot of people don't even understand because, well, you know, it says, you know, well, W-E-L-L. How do you feel? I feel well. Oh, not that well. Well, what about the well that we're talking about where it's the water, you know, the thing that you have to go down, and that's the well. But then you might even think Jonah, some places they call it the big fish. But then in other places, I've heard it called a whale. So the question really is, what well are you going to meet me at tonight? I invite you to meet me at the well. 319-527-6091 is that number. And if you are on Facebook, you can catch me on the Adrian Allen page, Surviving Tough Times page, or on, where else, YouTube at Misunderstood Adrian. Hopefully, one of those places will be able to connect you so that you can get closer to meeting me at the well. So like I said, the first thing I thought about when I was like, meet me at the well was, wow, of course I was going to talk about the Samaritan woman. Because I just really off the bat believe that the Samaritan woman does not get the right kind of, she doesn't get the proper, I just believe that the Samaritan woman has a different stance in all of it. So if I was to say, meet me at the well, the first thing you would think of most people is the Samaritan woman. Meet me at the well. You know, but like I said, are you talking about that well? Or are you maybe even thinking about how Joseph got dropped in a well? How about it? But that well was not full. Obviously, because usually the well has the water. Because if you go back to the Samaritan woman, remember, her meeting at the well was because she was going to get a drink of water. So tonight, I encourage you or I invite you to meet me at the well. But then I'll go on the other side over here and then you look at Jonah. And everybody knows Jonah's story. Well, if you don't know Jonah's story, I know Jonah's story because I believe it. I kind of take Jonah's story a little personal to me because it's like when you know you're supposed to be doing something, God tells you to go a certain particular way, and in a certain particular way, you know, you just really don't want to go there. But it's like you have all the justifications in the world of why it is that you're not going there. So because of the fact that you have justified it to yourself, you automatically know that the way that you're going is definitely the way that you want to go and not the way that you're supposed to go. But that story ends up with Jonah in the belly of a whale. Now, it's funny because when I see the difference, you can tell the difference. But I'm really big in enunciation and pronunciation. So it's different for me. But think about it. Jonah was in the belly of a whale. It is well. Jesus met the Samaritan woman at the well. And Joseph's brothers threw him in a well. I believe that they all well. So really, the truth of the matter is, it's all well. So tonight, I encourage you to meet me at the well. Look at the situations that we have going on in our lives. Look at our houses. Look at our families. Look at how our children are growing up. Look at what the pandemic has done. Look how we are surviving. Now, yes, of course, I am the author of Surviving Tough Times, On Your March, Get Set, Go. And it means so much because at the end of the day, it's an invitation to meet me at the well. And when we get to the well, you can bring your thoughts. Someone else will bring their thoughts. I'm bringing my thoughts. And when you realize it, we're all standing at the well. And what is we doing? We're figuring it out. But guess what it will end up being? Well. Meet me at the well. So now the Samaritan woman, let's go back to the Samaritan woman. Because see, Okay. This is D-Block Church. I can be all the way honest with D-Block Church. It's D-Block Church. It's my Gaga Goons family. Like, so we all in the same situation. I'm only going to speak for myself, but I feel some type of way about the way the people relate to the Samaritan woman. Okay? I'm be honest. I feel the shade when I hear it preached. I feel the shade when people reference her. They always want to tell the story, you know, oh, the woman with the five husbands, they weren't hers and everything. And it really goes to a point where it's like when you look at yourself and you can be honest with yourself and you go full circle in some stuff, then you realize right in that moment that we have all had a well experience. And if we haven't had a well experience, that's okay too. However, you kind of want to have your well experience because the day that the well experience happened, life changed. But life did not just only change for her. Life changed for an entire city. And that is why I wanted to bring it to D-Block tonight, because I wanted y'all to meet me at the well. Because there's a way that we can really, really get ourselves together and on one accord, and things will end up very, very well. Well for our children, well for our own selves, but well for the community, well for everyone. You'll look out over, even in the news, things will just start to get well. How do I know this? Well, because, you know, you can't have one without the other. So as long as you know that seasons change, everything is not going to always be the same, you then have to resonate in the place where you are well. You might not even understand half of the things that are going on in what's going on, but you have to make a decision and a choice in your mind and say, you know what? I choose to be well. Now, there's a place in a lot of us where the way that we deal with well is to just not deal at all. But that is actually a place where you find a void. And before you know it, something is not well. And something is not sitting well. And then before you know it, it's now coming out in your conversations. It's coming out in your relationships. It's coming out in your work. It's coming out in your raising of your children. It's coming out because all of a sudden things are not well anymore. So tonight, I want you to meet me at the well. We can do this thing, and not only can we do this thing, but we can do everything that we put our minds to as long as we're sitting at the well. If we have a well mindset, it says that no matter which way we go, no matter who comes into our contact, we know that when you get to the well, you're going to find it. We have to. Why? Because the meeting was at the well. Now, I'm not sure if, well, I know I have some Bible scholars, I ain't gonna lie. I know I got some scholars because shout out to every minister that listens to D-Block faithfully because no one understands how y'all feel when you have to preach a word, but then people look at you like you're God and God forbid you fall. God forbid something ain't well with you. The meeting at the well is important because when you realize what well it was, it makes all the sense in the world. Because remember, I said, remember, you have the well. That's where he met the Samaritan woman. And then I said there was the well that picked Jonah up out of the sea. Or the raging sea, I'll say. And then there was the well that Joseph was in. Now, the blessing of that well is, I believe, is the same well that he ends up taking the rest on. Now, it's weird because, well, I shouldn't say it's weird because, you know, I'm known for that now. It's only weird if it don't work. So as long as it's working, as long as things are lined up the same way, then we're just going to rock out with it. We ain't going to call it weird. We're going to call it what it is. So in the midst of all the miracles that were happening, Jesus decided that he was going to rest. And when he rested, they say, in the middle of the day, right? So now there's a big thing going back to the Samaritan woman because it's like the Samaritan woman was trying to avoid situations, avoid people, and avoid any kind of, I guess, confrontations, maybe because she was known for sleeping with the five men that weren't hers or whatever. But, I mean, honestly, we came from a time where, I mean, if you were sleeping with five men, that might have been a good thing. Let's just be honest, okay? Let's just be all the way honest. If you were sleeping with five, that was a good thing. But at the end of the day, we get caught up on the five, but I know people that have had many more. So we're not going to get caught up on the fact that there was five because we can just say that there was a way that you lived in a manner that because of the way that you lived, because you know how they say what goes on in the dark must come out in the light. So what you try to do is then you live in a different – if you live – that kind of a secretive life or whatever, you try to avoid the conversations of regular people. You know what I mean? So it's like the stripper talking to the soccer mom at the grocery store trying to figure out how to tell if the melons are good. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of them type situations where it happens, but it's kind of like, am I really supposed to tell you how to tap this thing three times or whatever, but they're all considered to be meetings at a well. So if I can take all of the ladies that I know and just add up all of the men that they've ever been with, we'd say the one that wants to be avoided, the one that wants to try to stay away from the crowd, she chose to go in the hottest part of the day. Now, the reason why I say it's the hottest part of the day because they say it's noontime. And anybody knows that noontime, the sun is right over top of you, so it's hot. no matter where you're looking at, no matter where you are. Now, if you find some shade, that's good. But usually at a well is there's only maybe a top on it. And this is like, I'm thinking a well in 2021, y'all. I'm not thinking back then. But so now think that well. And he's now sitting already. This is the blessing. This is like some of the blessing. But we'll get into the whole blessing of it later. But the fact that he actually chose the rest at that moment, at that time, at that well, says, did he know that she was coming? I always ask that question because at the end of the day, there's probably so many other places where he could have sat. There's so many other places where he could have done what he was going to do. How and why did it sit right there? But then I have to put my mind on it that much and then say, oh, girl, stop. Because some things are not for us to know and have to have that much control of the answer. Because if you have that much control of what you know and how you have that answer, my only thing is, where's God in all of that? Like, where's your faith in that? Where is the fact that you know that he was waiting for you? Where is the fact that you can know that God knows exactly where you are? He knows exactly what you're doing, and he knows exactly who you are with. So therefore, if he does not want you there, if he didn't want you there, if you're not supposed to be there, then you would be gone. Simple as that. Because trust me, if he sent two people to go get the donkey tied up on a fence, he gonna come and get you from wherever you might be. I told someone that the other day, and they just looked at me. You do know that there is no place that God is not coming to get you. I don't know who that was for, but you do know that you can't hide in the bar. You can't hide in the strip club. You can't hide wherever it is that you think that we will not come. If God sent us to go get you, guess what we going to go do? We coming in the building, and we going to bring you out of there. Why? Because God sent for you. And when God sends for you, it's like meeting at the well. And I'm telling you, the way we look at this lady meeting at the well, it's like, okay, you give her all of that, but what did she do when she left? What did she do when she left? I mean, but I ain't going to tell you what she did before actually getting into the actual. You know what I think we should do? Let's read it. I believe, well, ain't nothing wrong with reading the scripture now. Wait a minute, hold up. I was thinking in my mind, no, don't read it because we don't really need to read the scripture. However, if Chappie is available and she has the scripture, then we'll read the scripture. If not, by the time she comes on to do the end, she maybe can touch on the scripture a little bit and just like check where we were, okay, to make sure that we were tracking in the right direction. Because when I studied it, I just be like, okay, and then God says, okay, and then I'd be like, okay, and so then I start writing. So I'm telling y'all what I wrote. This is what I wrote. This is how it came. So this is what I bring to D-Block Church. Now, like I said, because this is scripture, now I do know that it is the fourth chapter in John. I can tell you that. And the fact that the matter, like I said, it was all about the resting because he was on his way through. He was going to go through Samaria, but he decided to take the rest, which almost said that he couldn't meet her inside of Samaria because while she's in Samaria, I'm sure she's still ducking and diving and doing everything that she needs to do so nobody can actually see her or pay attention to her. So therefore, he knew exactly what to do because he knew exactly her moves. How many of us know that we have moves? We got moves that we make. Oh, is that Jack?
I'm here.
Oh, well. Okay, you ready to read? You going to read for us?
I will read for you guys. I'm going to start up at the, I'm in John, the book of John, chapter 4, and I'm going to begin reading at the fourth verse because one of the questions you posed right before you asked for me to come on and read it was, did he know that the woman was going to be at the well, or did he know that the woman what's coming there. And if we start reading at John 4:4, the answer is right there. And it reads, but he needed to go through Samaria. So he came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, give me a drink. Disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. When the woman of Samaria said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God, and who it was and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. The woman
said to him, wait a minute, because this is good. This is good. But I just want y'all to hear what she's saying, because I don't want to go too far and y'all get lost in the mix. But that's exactly what we said, okay? Same well. Remember, well. They got all these wells. But same well now. We at the same well. But he knew that he needed to go there. So, yeah, there was a reason why he had to sit and weep. Okay. So now she also knows. How about this, y'all? You know how when you know you're not supposed to talk to a certain person, or you know that you just don't deal with certain people, or certain people don't deal with you? We need to cut all of that. We don't have any more time for that, because guess what? Everybody has a time for everybody, and we need to make time for the people that we don't like to make time for. Because this is that moment in our lives where I even hear that, because she's like, why would you even talk to me? You know that you wouldn't talk to me. And what he says is so profound, because half of the time when we're in a situation and we're talking, we're not really understanding all that's going on. So when we speak, we sometimes, like my mentor's been saying, like there's spells that we're saying because we don't even know what we're saying. Like you don't know what you're saying out of your mouth, you know? So go ahead back to right where he spoke back to her. I'm sorry. And then you can continue to read. I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's okay. Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. The woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock? Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw. Jesus said to her, go call your husband and come here. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, you have well said, I have no husband. For you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. And that you spoke truly. The woman said
Jesus.
To him, sir,
I just wanted to say that, and I'm sorry. That was wrong, Jesus. But come on now. How many people want to tell you exactly what you're doing in your life and need somebody to tell you what you're doing, because the story that you're telling yourself is not matching up with the story that everybody else knows? Come on, Jesus. I'm sorry.
The woman said to him, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worship on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is a place where one ought to worship. Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he.
Hey!
At this point, his disciples came and they marveled that he talked with a woman, yet no one said, what do you seek or why are you talking with her? The woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city and said to the men, come see a man who told me all the things I ever did. Could this be the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came to him.
Mm.
And that
wait a minute.
John chapter 4, verse 4, down to verse 30. And we know the word of the Lord
30.
Is blessed.
Amen, and thank you so much. That was John chapter 4, verse 4 to 30. And what I want to say to y'all tonight is we need to have a meeting at the well. The reason being is out of all of that, we carry so much of her shade. We carry so much of what she's done. We carry so much of them five men. But Jesus said it. And when Jesus said it, he didn't even say it like he was supposed to say it or like we would have said it today. But he said it in a way that let her know that, one, you can't hide from God. Everything that we're doing, anything that you think, everything that's going on in your life, it's known. So if he's telling you what you're doing, of course you obviously must be a prophet. I believe that the blessing in this Samaritan woman is when she went back and told the men. And because of the fact that she had been with so many of the men, there was like a stronger influence. She didn't just affect one house. She affected five houses. And them five houses had people that was going affecting to the... So she affected a town, an entire town. So when we talk about this lady at the well, we need to give her a little bit more respect because at the end of the day, she literally became light for a city. And tonight, I just know that someone out there is listening, and you are that light. You are that light. You are the thing that when you show up, things happen. When you show up, people come around you because when they get closer enough to you, the things of bad fall off of them. That's what happens when you're light. So what about the story? If she didn't have the story, she wouldn't have been the one at the well. So, like, we got to understand this. People want to talk about where you are. People want to talk about the bad things that you're doing. People want to talk about how life went. Come on. When we give God the credit for, listen, now you can call him however you want, whatever you're doing, however you need to do, whatever you need to do to make yourself feel comfortable about the fact that you're breathing and something happened. If you can go there with me, then you'll understand this point. Let's meet at the well. We can make things well if we get to the well. Now, I look at my life, and I'm not going to say Samaritan woman, but I will say that there are at least 5 to 6 people that are connected to me so strongly to the point where that if one thing is happening over here, it's going to happen here, it's going to happen there, it's going to happen there, it's going to happen here, it's going to happen because why? It's happening within me. It's happening through me. So the more people that I come into contact with, the more people are going to get this message. The more people are going to see this light. So what if I was at the well? I needed to be at the well. My story needed to be at the well so I could meet at the well. There's so many people that are walking around right now and don't want to ever tell anybody that they had a meeting at the well. That becomes a part of our problem because now we're looking at our young ladies and we're trying to figure out what are we supposed to say to our young ladies or why is it that we have an issue with these young ladies? And it's bad because the world is so bad now that, like, sex trafficking is so serious that our children are just completely vulnerable. They're vulnerable. Why? Because they don't know whether they can be friends on this computer thing. Like, it's just too much has happened. And if we don't speak up as the ladies at the well, there's a story that gets lost in this thing. There's children that lose out because of the fact that we're not being forthright in telling the story about how it was when I was at the well. My well experience made me well. It made me realize that I needed to be on my way to Nivea so that I didn't have to get into another well. Are y'all understanding where this is all coming from or where it's all going to? I want it all to meet up at the well. There's a difference in the Samaritan woman and the Jews, right? So we see that there are differences already there. There's a blatant there because why would you talk to me? Why would you talk to me? You're not supposed to talk to me. The whole nine. We socially have already decided what side of this thing we stand on. And what I'm asking you in whatever side it is that you're standing, let's put the well in the middle so that we can meet at the well, which says major things because it's not saying that your side is not valid. It's not saying that your side is not warranted. I'm saying that every side is important. The difference is we need to meet at this well. There's got to be something in all of us that allows someone to come to the well and be thirsty, that needs to drink. There's a place in us where we need to be quenched. It's funny because I know, shout out to my mentor, Antonio T. Smith Jr. He has this thing he wants to heal. He wants to end world hunger. And I say shout out to Antonio because ending world hunger would be a beautiful thing because there's people that are really, really hungry, right? But the same way that it's living water, God does say that he is the bread of life. So the quicker we can meet at the well, things will start to happen. You'll be able to quench your thirst, and we will have the bread of life to eat. We'll end world hunger on one side. I believe that we can do these things. And if you would agree, I invite you to call in live, 319-527-6091. If you'd like to talk, press 1. And what that does is accuse the board. The board will then say, I want to speak. You'll hear beep, and it is your turn to speak. So if you are joining us and you have joined in, you are listening to the 1,473rd episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the Black Church. What up, what up, what up? And then I say this is the place for the whosoever wills. That says that if you happen to come on across and you happen to be somebody that believes that there's somebody bigger than you or something bigger than you that is allowing you to breathe and allowing you the opportunities and the ability to see things in different walks of life, see things the way other people see things, because you do know that the only way you can see things is the way you see them. And no one should really be upset with you about the way you see them. That's what happened at the well. The Samaritan woman was already making up in her mind that, well, he must not be talking to me. Well, sir, why would you be talking to me? You know who I am. Or maybe you don't know who I am. But the point of it is because of the fact that she knew who she was. Remember, because of the time of the day, because of the fact that she really was not forthright about everything, even though she did not lie. That's one thing I got to give her props on, because you know how many people are sleeping with all these people but don't want to tell you that they're sleeping with all these people or want to act like they haven't had a whole lot of partners because of the fact that, like I said, when I hear the Samaritan woman in the shade preach in the church, I'm trying to think, what, you ain't never had 2-3 people? But you know what I mean? Like, this is something, you make it seem so foreign. Don't make things foreign. Make things real. Make things tangible. That's what God wants us to look at and make it tangible so that it can happen to you the same way it happened in the scripture, so you can understand that this is not the end. This is not your beginning. This is just your middle. This is your go through. This is your meet me at the well. Everything was orchestrated. And that's what people forget to realize. Now, think about it. Jesus is never alone unless he separates himself. But this time, the disciples actually left to go do something. So they were actually working, right? So in all of their working, he's resting, but yet he's resting right where she's coming. So he's actually in place by the time she gets there. And that is, I think, where I needed to just sit for a second and just say, hey, y'all, let's meet at the well. Because how many of us have been in a situation where you call yourself running from something, or you call yourself not facing that something or that someone, like, and you have really changed your life, probably. You know, you've made different decisions about different things that are happening just because you don't want to deal with one particular person or one particular thing. I ask you, where do you heal in that? Where is the moment where you actually stop living in that shadow or that shade or that, you know, when do you ever come out? I believe that you need to have the meeting at the well, because I believe that once you have the meeting at the well, you will be able to come out, because you'll understand why you're coming out. Because not only will you understand that you're coming out because you want to come out, but you'll be coming out for so many other people. Because when you come out and actually go and tell someone about the coming out, then they will actually be able to see the glory in you, and then they will actually be able to come out, because they will then want to come and see about a man. Because that is what happened in the Samaritan woman. That is what happened at the meeting at the well. It was such a great meeting that if you think about it, if you go back and you read the scripture, she left the pail. So she was going to get the water. And when she left, She literally left the pail. Why? Because she found the living water. Somebody is saying, but she was thirsty. Honey, when you have your meeting at the well, you will be filled. When you have the meeting at the well, it's funny because I have a funny story that I would love to tell about the meeting at the well. The way that Jesus met me at the well. I must say that he met me at the well, yo. And I didn't even realize that I was getting my meeting at the well at the moment. Like, I was in my conversation, just having regular conversation. I think it happened like 2 days later. I had to call Chap, like, Chappy, I think Jesus met me at the well. But it was a glorious day for me, y'all. It was the day that I realized that, one, my life is an influence. My life is influence for those that I have come in contact with. My life may not have always been great, you know, and the reason why it wasn't always great was because I guess like Jeremiah says that he already knows the plans. So therefore he knew what I needed to do. He knew where I needed to go. He knew the people that I needed to come in contact with. He knew the ways that I needed to go astray. He knew all of these things just for this right moment right here for me to say, come on, y'all, meet me at the well. And because of the fact that you know me, you've been with me, you've been there, you partied with me, you did whatever, whatever walk of life you've come into contact with me, you know that when we meet at the well, we're going to be good. Because that's what we've always been. And that is where I want all of us to be able to leave this evening, looking at what we're seeing every day. Looking at how people are reacting to things that we are seeing every day. And just seeing how so unaligned things are with what we're seeing every day. I want you to meet me at the well. Everything is good. Everything is perfect. And everything is fine. It is well. To somebody out there tonight, they're probably like, this girl is all the way crazy because it is not well. Things is happening. This is happening. Things, I'm getting evicted. You know, whatever the case may be, things ain't good. But I want you to know that it is. And it's really all about your perspective. It's something that we do on Purpose Kingdom Network, and it's like the call of salvation. It's like an offering of the fact that you might need to know, you might need to have a homie. You might need to know where your source might help from so that you can understand why it is that you're going through the things that you're going through the way that you're going through them. Someone said to me earlier today that, so you mean to tell me it's like you believe you got? And it was like, no, I don't believe I'm God. I know I'm God because we are God on earth, you know? Like, that's why we're supposed to look and live like Christ. We're supposed to do exactly in manner and how because of the fact that there was something about the way Christ lived. There's something about the way Christ died, but there's something about the way Christ lived that is more of the example of everything that we're supposed to be doing in our lives. And some of us really don't understand who Jesus is. Isa, Yeshua, however you need to say, whatever, God on earth is who I'm talking to or who I'm talking about. Now, see, we got Chappie on the line, so we can get the finessing out of finessing in a second, right? But the one thing that you need to do is you need to know that you need to understand it in your brain. You need to understand it in your mind. You need to know that God cared enough about you to come see about you at the well. And you have to believe it to be so. That because at the end of the day, no, it wasn't God. It was Jesus. Because he had to walk up on that well and sit down on that well. So who else would that have been? But that was the baby. That was the blood wrapped in flesh, walked, talked, taught, preached, did everything and anything that he needed to do just so that he could be the example of what it looks like to live like Christ on earth. I encourage you tonight, if you do not have that relationship, to literally ask God to come into your life and become the leader of your life, to rid you of the things that are not of him, to rid you of the things that are killing you, that are demising what it is that he has in store for you or he has planned for you. I encourage you to ask him to come into your life and make it right. And it's simple. You can say, God, it's me. I'm coming to you, and I'm a little messed up. But I know and I believe of the sacrifice, slain blood of the Lamb that was buried and rose with all power in his hands, just to take you out of the fact that you will not be in the grave, you will not be on the bottom, you will not stay down. Anything that you decide that you're going to do, the only thing you need to do is know that you can get up. If you are on the bottom, come on, meet me at the well. Come on and get on up. If you are out there tonight, and this is your first time ever listening to D-Block Church, your first time ever on Purpose Kingdom Network, I encourage you to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom and check out the archives. We've been doing this thing for almost 5-6 years now, almost straight. We've been doing it hard. The reason why I say that we've been doing it is because 6 years ago, you would have thought that this was something that nobody would have wanted to hear. But now after the pandemic has come and we've made it through, you'd be surprised how many people are listening for a word that needs to be heard to the point where it's like, okay, that church building might be closed, but Purpose Kingdom Network is always open. And I bless God for you listening. I bless God for those that are out there. I'm going to bring Chappie on. If there are any callers, they can come on in however and whatever you would like to fit them in, however you'd like to do. But Chappie is going to come on and do the announcements. And I just want to say that, come on, y'all. I appreciate you meeting me at the well. Chap?
Amen. Praise the Lord. You do have a caller that has been patiently waiting to speak to you. So before I go into the announcements, we're going to bring that caller on the line.
Please, caller, I apologize, but come on in, come on in.
Hi, Ms. Adrienne, how you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you, Michelle? What's going on with you?
I'm fine. I'm loving the topic. I'm just loving everything.
Thank you.
It kind of touched me a little bit because this morning I woke up. I'm always thinking about my daughter that passed away. But it's kind of hard for some reason today. And I woke up, like, on the left side of the bed. You know, I was crying. I was just so emotional. And I'm like, why today?
Right.
But, you know, they say we're never supposed to question God. But, you know, it was just like, why today? Like, I, you know, just Wildwood, I just had fun. I've been, you know, I'm like, why today?
Right.
But, you know, I don't know what was going on. I was just kept saying, like, you know, why today? Why did I wake up like this? I wasn't ready or nothing. You know, I still had a beautiful day. But I just woke up emotional.
Mm. And you know that's all right, though.
I had to take a couple steps back, yeah, because, you know, I haven't really grieved like I really wanted to. Like, I cry, but I haven't, like, got that good cry out, like, just scream cry, like, because I've been so busy trying to be strong for everybody else. And, you know, just trying to do one thing. And so I started listening to PKN Radio and, you know, just let my tears flow. And then, you know, I started to feel a little better. But I just was like, you know, why did I wake up like this? So it kind of, like, scared me a little bit. But I also know what I'm going through. Her death anniversary is coming up in October.
It's coming up?
Yeah, in October. So it's only a couple months away. So
okay.
I believe
that. For y'all that are listening right now, this is Michelle Hine. I need you guys to know that one thing about Michelle Hine has touched my heart from the day that she came to Purpose Kingdom Network. Now she is one of the, if not the, look, I don't want to hurt nobody else's feelings because we do have supporters. But I mean, when I tell y'all that you're living life and life is happening to you, sometimes the only thing you can do, I mean, it's okay to cry, though. Look, she's been holding it together for so long, though. That's why I could understand what she means by, why today? What happened? I'm glad you got the chance to meet at the well, though. Because I need you to know that it is well. You already know that, though. But y'all, did y'all hear? She tuned in the Purpose Kingdom Network. If y'all have not tuned in the Purpose Kingdom Network, y'all need to get on PKN Radio. It's gospel music all day.
I love it. Yes, I've been here with y'all since day one. I'm a veteran.
That's right. Doing it big too. One day you're gonna have your show. When you gonna have your show?
Oh, and I was scared back then. I wouldn't talk. I would just listen. But you know, I just thank God because I'm still wrestling with this. But my faith is getting so much stronger, and I'm just so proud of myself.
I love it. I'm proud of you, too.
Myself in fear, you know. And I'm just so grateful, you know, to just be able to even.
You are breaking up. Look, you are breaking up. They don't want to hear all that goodness you got coming out of there. That's goodness right there coming out of that phone. They like, talking about how about you can't stop greatness, though. You heard what she said. She said she's grateful. Sometimes people don't even understand it, y'all. Like, we got to, and I heard another thing that she said. She said she was fearful, but now she's got faith. So you know you can't have fear and faith. So you got to pick one. So it's really the choices that we make. But fear is, oh, my God. I heard somebody say fear is something about things being real or appearing real, something. Basically, fear is not real. Fear is just what we're saying. Fear is what we see or what our subconscious mind is saying in that. But, yeah, thank you so much, Michelle, for calling in. Thanks for the support. You know I love it. Chappie, is there anyone else or you want to do some announcements?
Chappie's the caller. We're going to do the announcements real quick. We thank and praise God for Sister Michelle and for her calling in and for her faithfulness. She has been with us since the very beginning. And we want to thank and praise God for Sister Adrian Allen and the word tonight. I invite you to meet me at the well. What I love about the well, as she said a little earlier, is that the well shows that God will send for you. God will come see about you. And the reason I'm saying God is because we know that Jesus Christ, the God-man, Yeshua, the God-man, Isa, the God-man, God tabernacling or dwelling in the flesh, went to the well to look for that woman, sent the disciples away so she'd have no fear but to hold conversation with them. Hallelujah, God. This, that day has come where God has set with each and every believer at their own personal well, where he sent all of the naysayers away, all of those people who will cause us to have fear, and he was able to sit and meet with us where we were to bring us to where he wanted us to be. So we thank and bless God for that word this evening. We, by faith, encourage you who gave your life to Christ this evening to find the Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. Until then, we bless God that's why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Please join us tomorrow evening at 8:30 p.m. Tomorrow evening at 8:30 p.m. here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We will be broadcasting by faith. We are good. I'm sorry, by faith we good. Amen. By faith we good. With the host, Minister Bernard Morrow. You do not want to miss that anointed man of God. I believe we are in part three of his series that he has going on, teaching us on and about and in faith. Amen. So please join us here tomorrow evening again at 8 p.m. for By Faith We Good with Minister Bernard Morrow. We invite you to follow us on our social media pages. We are on Facebook as well as LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. We also invite you to follow us on our webpage, www.pknradio.com. Again, that's www.pknradio.com. You can listen to the online radio station where we are able to broadcast the love of God, the saving knowledge of Christ, and the hope of Christ through gospel music 24 hours a day. And we are also doing rebroadcasts of the ministries from the night before. So again, that's www.pknradio.com. Know that we love you with the love of Christ. We thank God for each and every one of you. Sister Adrian, the ministry is back in your hands.
I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Question chat. Does the show tomorrow start at 8 or 8:30?
Minister Bernard, is at 8:30.
Yep. Are you sure?
8:30 tomorrow evening. Yes.
8:30.
I believe, Raymond, let me check just to make sure. Hold on. I'm glad you said,
now,
are
y'all
you
know,
sure?
If y'all listening, y'all know y'all done heard her say 8:30, 8 o'clock, 8:30, 8 o'clock. So I said, what time? She said 8:30. I said, what time? She said 8:30.
And I'm wrong. And I'm wrong at 8:30. He comes on at 8 p.m. Please forgive me. I was looking at his name, but another show's time. He is on tomorrow evening
at 8 p.m.
8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. 8 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. 8 o'clock, By Faith We Good with Minister Bernard Morrow.
There we go. 8 o'clock, By Faith We Good. Y'all, like she said, y'all don't want to miss it. And I'm telling you, if you have been missing it, if you have not listened to what we've been doing, I encourage you to go in and have a ball listening to those archives. Man, just to even hear like some of the, even to hear from where we are, from where we started, from where we are now, is just phenomenal. And the blessing of it is because we've had well experiences. And if you have ever had a well experience, then it's now your opportunity to let someone else know that it is well. No matter what it looks like, no matter what the situation is, it could be middle of the day because you're running and you're thinking that nobody else knows anything about it, for you to turn around and God is waiting for you at the well. That's powerful. If for nothing else, tonight, D-Block, please, just meet me at the well. I'll see y'all in 2 weeks. I love you. Thank you. What up, what up, what up? Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
I gotta admit it, I'm so committed to winning.
Yeah.
I will never see defeat another day that I'm living.
Nah.
Why? The devil's still fighting my father when he's gone.